Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of the CorporateCouncil.net. I'm here again with Dave Larker, who's a professor of Stanford, the Graduate School of Business, and he's co-director of the Center for Leadership Development there. Dave's going to talk about his new book called A Real Look at Real World Corporate Governance. There's a link to it from where you access this podcast, so check that out. So the first question is, why did you write this book, Dave?
Yeah, Brock, yeah, thanks for the interview. We wrote a book a couple years ago, which was, I'd say, more of a, kind of an academic treatment of corporate governance. It was linked to the institutional aspects, had lots of references to academic work, and just trying to cut through the hype and rhetoric with regard to governance and to just provide a basis for careful thinking. And that book did reasonably well, and we thought, well, maybe it's time to write something that's a little more practical. And what we tried to do was take the learnings from that book, but then infuse a variety of institutional detail and try to write a small, actually relatively inexpensive book to say, if you're thinking about becoming a director or you're a director, here's some topics that you might run into. How would you think about those? What are the pros and cons of various things? With regard to accounting or succession planning or things like that. And then, provide a basis for, a tightly written, easy to read, but what would you do in these serious situations? So it's actually an extension of our earlier book with more of a practical application.
So what would you say are some of the, obviously can't cover them all, but some of the major points that you made in the book?
Yeah, we actually look at four areas. One is kind of structuring the board of directors. The second one is accounting controls. Third, succession planning, and the fourth one on executive pay. So, from our perspective and our prior research, we kind of view these as not the only ones, but the four key things that if you're on a board you think about. And with regard to say boards of directors, we kind of go in there and look and ask questions. Are things like CEO's the best director? When you look for a new person, do you want a sitting or recently retired CEO? We kind of talk about those sort of issues. Or we did some surveys with regard to what happens if you're a director of a company that's had a big problem. So it's what we consider to be kind of tainted directors. Would you be willing to take that person on your board? How would you think about it? But, provide some other background as well. I think one of the interesting things we do with regard to accounting, we do a deep dive into the Royal Dutch Shell valuation scandal, where their valuations of oil in the ground were off about 30%, and kind of link it into the what happened there and kind of the cultural aspects. What kind of things went wrong? What are the red flags you could have seen if you're on a board? Things like that. But I think maybe one of the more clever things we did is we do also a deep dive into the Netflix compensation program, which is more of a kind of a cafeteria plan where they pay you a certain amount of money and you can decide whether you want to take that in options or stock. And we do a little analysis around that. And again, it's just kind of different perspectives on what we think are pretty important topical things. But it's meant to be educational, but it's also meant to provide a basis for someone where if they're thinking about or run into this kind of topic, what do we know institutionally, what do we know research-wise, but, put it together in something that's digestible where you can kind of do the, your own thinking about what would you do.
So what do you think might be among the more controversial points you make in the book?
I think some of the things we talk about in executive pay are a little more controversial. Like one of the things that always a problem in pay is, how do you measure pay? And we have a chapter in there entitled, what does it mean if you say the CEO made $1 million? I mean, is it take-home pay? Is it expected pay? Obviously there's lots of controversy about the level of pay, but, part of it's hinged on how you actually measure it. We have a variety of other things I think is interesting with regard to disclosure. And we did some considerable analysis of what do you do if the CEO gets sick or the CEO, has got some issues. How do you disclose that, or should you disclose it? What's the personal privacy versus the need for the shareholders to know? That kind of controversy. And there's, been a variety of situations like that where if you're on the board, there are kind of obviously general legal rules, but at the same time, it's like, practically, when you blend together the legal and the business perspectives, what do you actually do? And so I think these are all pretty controversial. But I mean, virtually everything in governance is controversial. Different points of view, different perspectives, and again, we're just trying to provide a practical device such that somebody can actually look at it and say, all right, what would I do in that setting? So we actually view it as kind of good thinking, good training for directors.
So what, I always ask this question, have there been any surprises either during the process of drafting it or since it's been put out?
Well, I mean, in these kind of things, it's good that people will start tweeting about it or you'll get interactions. I mean, it's, Stanford has a, large alumni group and they're quite tied to the school. And you get a lot of reactions saying, this is really good. It helps me think about this. It's an inexpensive way to, gather some quick knowledge around that. But at the same time, you get people saying, you should do something you missed in the analysis, and that's fine. I mean, we want to engage in that kind of debate, and here's something that would have really been great if you'd covered something else. But for the most part, the governance space, there's so much hype and rhetoric, these treatises are grinding through these 1,000-page regulations. I mean, we kind of view something like this as, if you want to sit down and think about it, here's a useful way to do it. And you kind of bootstrap off of this into other things that are of interest. But, I'm sure we're going to pull together, similar kind of things in the future, not the same topics, but other things. I mean, we're coming out with a little bit of thought about an alternative governance structure that's actually based on trust. And, what would a governance structure look like if everybody trusted everybody? What would be the role of the board of directors? Now, we understand that's nirvana in some sense and not practical. On the other hand, it does provide an alternative perspective on governance. So what we're trying to do with our books and our research is sort of say, let's open up the topic in a neutral way and provide a forum where people can debate these things. But we want the feedback from the outside, positive or negative. And here's examples of companies that have really done it well in people's opinions. Here's ones that not so good. I think we're at the early stage of learning. I mean, governance is super controversial, but at the same time, it's a lot of hype and rhetoric, and we're trying to sort that through.
Yeah, I definitely agree that we're still in the early stages of a big reform in the governance area. Well, and I'm all about practical, so I really look forward to reading the book. I haven't done it yet, but I will. And again, go ahead and click on the link and buy a copy of the ebook. It's an easy read. Thanks, Dave.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brock. Bye.